What's happening, Clippers? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I'm Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Come at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers news.
Woo!
We're local experts, basically.
Yeah, pretty.
I mean, more or less.
Depending on how you want to define the word expert, go ahead.
And we read a couple WikiHows. Anyways, yeah. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a preview of the upcoming matchup of the Clippers versus 76ers. This is weirdly a matchup that I've been worried about since the offseason. I know it makes no sense. Like pre-Kawhi even, I was like, oh man, the Sixers look dirty this year.
It's a conundrum. This is such a... There's turmoil in Philly. We're coming off a big win. This is a toss-up.
They're maybe coming out of a skid right now because they were on like a four-game losing streak.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
So we're going to talk about what we need to do well in that one as well as what could go wrong. Look at some key matchups. And then today, favorite day of the week, Twitter Tuesday.
Clipper Nation crushed it. You guys sent in a bunch of questions. We didn't get to all of them. We will shout you out for sending questions. Also, shout out at Ratty Daddy, who says we never respond. Hope you're doing good, buddy. Jerome's gone. You're probably having a good time.
The dude got roasted today.
I know. That was my bad.
We got some great questions from Clipper users just like you. If you ever want to ask a question, please make sure to send that over to @LockedOnClips. We're at Will Updike. We're at Charles Mockler. You know, we like to chat, too.
Yeah, I'm all so, there.
We're always around. And then we'll be wrapping things up with some more Twitter Tuesday, as well as maybe just a little look at the... We're going to kind of have an eye on the buyout market with this Pat Beverly injury, so we
For
might
sure.
be chatting about that a little bit, too, if there's time. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So we are heading to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers.
The city of brotherly love.
The proverbial we, not Will and myself. Patrick Beverly will not be playing in this game.
No.
This is now a full-blown issue. Fantastic comedian Ever Menard has a very funny bit about how things aren't an issue. This is an issue.
This is an issue.
Who starts just right off the bat? Let's break down what's going on in Philly right now. Philly is in a weird place.
Yeah, as I said in the top, they were on a four-game losing streak. They're 2-4 in their last six. So they could be coming out of a skid. I don't know.
They're talking about trading Embiid. They're preparing trades, was the news on Monday.
But too late, my dog.
Yeah, you should have maybe done this a week ago. Now you got to deal with the rest of the season. This could be a Tobias revenge game, coming out game. Kawhi might get booed pretty heavily given the last time,
Yeah, given the last time he played the Sixers. Holy crap.
The Sixers are on the second night of a back-to-back.
All right. I like.
There's a lot of weird. We're not doing that. There's a lot of weird stuff in the air for this game.
There is. There
we could get
is.
Motivated Embiid. But what could go wrong first, right off the bat, with no Bev? Who are we starting to battle Ben Simmons? It's going to be a team effort.
It's going to be a team effort. I truly do not know what to expect from this, the backcourt rotation. You cannot start Lou Will in this game. It makes no damn sense.
I don't think you can either. But that does give him away from Matisse on the bench. But we'll get into that in the matchups.
Yeah. The thing is
it's a conundrum.
We have 2, 3, 4, 5 all. I mean, that's set. That's fine. I truly do not know who will be the starting guard for your LA Clippers tomorrow. I mean, do we give a shot at Man?
I don't think you can put Man out
defensively,
there.
Defensively, he's just not there.
Against Ben Simmons.
And offensively, really all they need him to do, though, is
pass
bring the ball up.
Yeah.
He just has to bring the ball up the court.
Is it Shamit?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, and they could slot him in there, but...
I was on one on Twitter today. Twitter was a weird place today. I wanted to float the lineup out there, which I floated to you in our work chat when we were supposed to be working. This is a crazy lineup idea. I am prefacing it with this.
What do you got?
And we probably won't see it. The starting lineup should just be Kawhi, PG, Patterson, Mook, Zoo.
I mean, it's big.
It's giant. There's no ball handlers.
Well,
PG is
traditional.
PG is effectively running the point. Or PG and Kawhi... are like, there's no one, there's a 2.5 and a 3.5, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
No, totally. I mean, I like the idea.
It's insane. There's a million reasons why it's bad, but I don't know. Maybe Chaos Doc goes over to Philly.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess you could see Shamit in that starting lineup, and maybe we'll get a little bit more flex with the amount of time these lineups, like, see, you know, especially at the guard position, just kind of round robining people in and out.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's a quandary.
So if you look at their shooting, it's kind of odd.
Okay.
They're ninth in field goal percentage, but 16th in three-point percentage.
Okay. Yeah.
On the seventh lowest attempts in the league. So, like, they're not a good three-point shooting team.
Yeah.
They're an average to below average.
And their guys, I mean, like, some of their biggest threats, like, you look at, I mean, Al Horford's three-point percentage has regressed. He's knocking them. Yeah. He's only knocking them down at, like, 32, 33% right now, and only on, like, four attempts a game.
Which, 6 years ago, signed me up for it.
I mean, it's only been, like, since the 2015 season that he's been taking three or more attempts.
Yeah.
Which I forget about, that wasn't, like, an arsenal in his career the whole time in the league. But then Richardson has a pretty meager to average three-point percentage. Once again, you're looking at, like, you know, like, mid-30s.
Yeah.
And so, to me, Tobias is, like, the biggest...
And if anyone's going to have a big night against the Clippers, it's going to be Tobias Harris.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's taking five a game.
Yes. Yeah. It totally makes sense. He's the guy that I just feel like you neutralize Tobias, you can kind of pack the paint and do your best to weather the storm. You know what I mean?
For 100%.
So that, I don't know, that's got to be the strategy, I would imagine.
We can't let little things slide in this game. They are a top 10 team, excuse me, in boards, assists, blocks, and steals.
Okay.
They do the essentials really well, and other than rebounds, they're eighth, we're second.
I know, they're eighth, which I thought was really surprising just given their size.
I think it's a sign of how bad things are rotationally.
Yeah.
And minutes and stuff. So we can't, because they have length, so our offense has to be, it can't be stagnant, which kind of goes into what we need to do well, is we need to move the ball maybe from side to side.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. This is a team that has traditionally wreaked havoc on us passing.
Yeah.
So that would be key to do well.
They kind of wreak havoc on everyone passing. They only allow 22 assists a game from their opponents, which is the third fewest.
Which is also not that far from our average.
We average 23.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like, plays into our hands.
Yeah. Totally.
And they limit opponents to the fewest three-pointers attempted per game, which is, it's like 28.6 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to move the ball.
Yeah.
Like Shamit, I don't know what, like we talked about, we don't really know what the starting lineup's going to look like.
Yeah.
Because Ben Simmons is such of, like, what the hell factor.
One thing that does kind of play into our hand, though, is just getting to the line, especially
Let's do it.
Against these bigger kind of squads, if you're a smaller guy or a superstar guy like Paul George, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Or a crafty old vet like Lou Will.
I mean, Lou Will, of course. But yeah, like, if you're going to get the benefit of the doubt against these bigger guys in the paint. So you need to look to be aggressive going to the rim, especially for Paul George. Because, you know, this could be one that we win at the line, I think, very literally.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Do we let Embiid shoot in this game?
Yeah.
Now,
F it.
If in wins, Embiid averages 3 3-point attempts for the 76ers. In losses, that jumps up to 5.5.
Attempts
from three.
Gotcha.
He's a we'll-let-you-shoot-it guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Go for it. Anything else before we get to these matchups?
Yeah, like I said, just like we got to pack the paint. We cannot be allowing easy looks at the rim.
Transition's going to be big.
Controlling the pace, yeah, is going to be massive. We can't really afford to let them go in transition. We need to make them work in the half court, especially the starting unit, because I'm really worried about this bench matchup.
Let's talk about that in the matchups right now, because we have that as a note. Matisse is an elite defender on the bench for the 76ers.
Yeah.
He just is.
Yes.
And their best three-point shooter, Korkmaz, who is averaging 40% on five attempts, is also on the bench.
Totally.
For them.
Yeah.
So
and I believe Richardson came off the bench in one of their more recent games.
So this is one of those, like, the bench needs to be absolutely on point, and having Bev not in the lineup makes it really hard for the bench to get really on point, because it messes with the continuity of everything.
Yeah, definitely. I just hope that we don't end up seeing Lou in a start in this one. And this is not a knock on Lou Will.
What if it's like a 5 minute start?
If it's a start,
with the quotes.
Yeah, then that's totally whatever. And like once again, this is not a knock on Lou Will. This is just a matchup.
It's a nightmare matchup
for him.
Yeah, for sure. Then I have the starting 1 through 4 versus Simmons.
Okay.
This is specifically for defense.
All right.
There's no shooting to worry about in this matchup. Morris, Kawhi, and Paul George is kind of the best 3, 4, and 5 I think you could put together on any one team realistically in 2020 to stop Ben Simmons without a Patrick Beverley out there.
Yeah.
Like we have, you know, other than the one, we're good.
I do. Yeah, I feel that way.
So I'm wondering if they're going to try and pull Zoo out of the paint because Embiid kind of has that threat. I don't know, though.
That would be my guess. I would think that Embiid would have a hard time posting up on Zoo.
Well, I mean, most people do.
In any minutes where Trez is out there, I think they're going to look to obviously go big on him.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about that.
But
God damn.
I mean, Embiid, I think, averages most of his turnovers in the post. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm fairly confident in that. In that regard, I'm a little bit worried about who's going to guard this backcourt. Like, if Richardson is in the starting lineup, I don't really know who lines up well on him. I guess they might just try to have him space the floor a little bit.
I think they have to because our team defenses, even without Beverly, our length and everything is too hard to deal with.
Yeah,
if you don't have any spacing.
Yeah.
So like there's this weird thing in this game where it's kind of a nightmare situation for the bench, for our bench. Not nightmare, but it's a very formidable opponent.
Definitely.
And for their spacing, it's a nightmare matchup to go against our defense.
Yeah, definitely. Especially just given we have the size, too.
This is going to be, and I like Paul George and Kawhi versus the world in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what's your prediction for this game? The Clippers, as of this recording, are a 1-point favorite on Bovada right now, which, first of all, shout out to anyone who is brave enough to bet on Clippers spreads this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we were talking about this beforehand, and I think it's a situation where either we play hard and we eke out a win, or we just we take a rough loss.
It's like a,
and I don't really think there's no middle ground to be had. I think that we're able to make Philadelphia uncomfortable enough to win this one. I think that Kawhi owns the 76ers. I think that they should hand him They should hand him the keys to the franchise. He's got a parking spot.
Replace that Rocky statue with Kawhi.
He's got a parking spot. It's just a king's crown stenciled on the ground.
Ben Simmons' driveway.
But I think they could eke out a win in this one. I think if we can play to our pace and kind of push them, I think we could eke one out. It's going to be difficult against that defense, but I think that we can do it. I'm saying like 108, maybe 110 to 105 Clippers.
Okay. Well, how many options are you giving to this one?
Or it's a more than 10-point loss.
All right. So you're saying close win or big loss?
Yeah.
I'm saying close loss.
Okay.
Encouraging thing where it's one of those things where we're kind of like, well, no Pat Bev.
Yeah, that's
fair. Lost by 4.
That's fair.
I don't know about score though. I'd take the under. I think the defense has come out.
Is it the line at 1?
No, for the point total.
Oh, gotcha.
I'd take the under for the total. Oh man, I'm excited for this.
You're
game.
You're taking them for the rare half point loss.
Yeah, I'm taking the hook loss. Yeah. Coming up after this, we have some fantastic Twitter Tuesday questions. But first, Will, where the hell can I go this spring?
Oh, man. Well, if you're a baseball fan, you should definitely follow.
What's up, Mookie?
You should definitely follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Amazing weather and landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona is the perfect home base for baseball fans. You can follow your favorite teams to Arizona once again for the Cactus League spring training. They got 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams, 75-degree temperatures. Beautiful. With all 10 stadiums in Greater Phoenix, all within 50 miles of where you are, you can meet the players, get autographs before games. Heck, maybe if you need a ride home, one of the players will even let you hop.
Heck indeed.
Check out amazing restaurants and bars nearby, including tons of craft breweries like Four Peaks, Love it. Angel Trumpet Ale House and Goldwater Brewing Company. Enjoy live music and from local and national artists. Explore museums featuring everything from native heritage to modern art to musical instruments from
love
around
it.
The world.
I love music.
And Arizona is known for its incredible landscapes and thrilling outdoor adventures. Hit the road and explore Arizona's urban centers, ghost towns, artsy communities, and quirky outposts.
What?
Hiking, biking, Jeep tours, hot air balloons, skydiving, jet skiing, or just taking in a sunset.
I'm exhausted already.
No matter what you love to do, Arizona has you covered. Check off must-see destinations from your bucket list like the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, Horseshoe Bend, and Tucson. Plan your spring training getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. That's visitarizona.com/springtraining.
Okay, they turned the lights on after we did those ads. Thank you very much. Welcome to Twitter Tuesday. Some fantastic questions. We couldn't get to all of them today. Thank you so much for sending these in. You can send them in at Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, or at Charles Mockler. Let's just kind of dive into it. We got some buyout questions at Not Effing Around.
Great.
Wants to know who fills the open roster spots. This, you know, just kickflip nose manuals perfectly into at Dominic Cole's question. Shout out Dominic Cole's frequent submitter of trade machine ideas as well as questions. He floated a few buyout names, which is Bismack Biyombo and Joakim Noah. And then Jar Jar Brick also wondered if we're worried about Bev's groin injury. This all ties together. I don't know about the Noah thing. The injury just seems a little too worrisome.
Yeah, I mean, there's just there's
guys
a reason
who don't
that
play,
that,
and then you have an Achilles thing, and then you play.
There's a reason that, like, a lot of that, you know, that chatter died down.
Yeah.
And I think it's super unfortunate because I do think, had he been healthy, it's an interesting guy to soak up some minutes at the five, maybe.
And the fit is great. Like, the fit is there.
Yeah, you know, maybe he'd even be trusted to play some minutes between the latter half of the third quarter and the end of the fourth.
No one is trusted. No one's trusted to do that.
Who knows?
That's one person's job.
So, I don't know. I think just given the Pat Bev injury, we got to be looking at a guard.
Yeah.
Like, today in the game preview, we were like, we don't know who the hell starts at the one. Every other position is figured out.
Yeah.
And I truly,
times two.
And I truly do not know who starts at the one.
Yeah. The Noah thing, I think it's injuries. Bismack, it's just he's too small. He'd be just as big as Trez with not as much energy and effectively no real spacing. So it's like, as an emergency, we have two roster spots open. So, like, I guess as an emergency. Mm-hmm.
As an emergency to the emergency.
Yeah, exactly. Like a backup's backup, sure. But he's going to be, none of these guys are, no one's in danger of being signed of any of the bigs. So I'm just kind of like, I'm fine with it. I agree 100%. And we're talking about, if we're worried about Bev's groin injury from at Jar Jar Bricks, yes, I'm worried about Bev's groin injury. We need to sign Reggie Jackson if he gets bought out. I know, and I'm not saying we need to sign him and start him or anything like that. I'm not saying, like, this is a needle-moving move. This is a, we need it at this point.
It's a contingency.
Bev's plan. Hurt.
It's a contingency plan. I mean, you brought up the very realistic scenario that we could in a playoff situation have a situation where we might not have one of PG or Kawhi.
And if you extend that out to Beverly with the way the season's gone, there's just some shit where it's like, dude, if we have these open spots, let's fill them with vets who, in a pinch, can not be net negatives. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is.
Or barely net negatives.
Or barely net negative. Or yeah. Passable negatives.
Yeah. Totally.
But, I mean, I'm worried about Bev's groin injury. It's a nagging injury at this point. It's officially nagging.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm all worked up about it. At Courtside Clips asks, what do we see Morris's role as? Fifth star, which, first of all, five star, that's too many stars. Fifth option, I think, is a good call. Replace Mo's role straight up. Spot up shooter. Ryan Garcia added this fantastic point. He was wondering if Mook's defense makes the closing lineup more flexible given Lou's perhaps lack of defensive ability compared to Morris's on that end.
I mean, totally. I definitely see Mook as a closer for sure. I don't think that it's at the five.
I don't think it's at the five either. I think sometimes we might see Lou off the court closing, though, just because just matchup dependent.
Well, I mean, we have seen a shift towards Shamit being in that closing lineup in the guard.
Which, are you pro? We haven't really talked about it on the pod.
I mean, if it's working, yeah, I'm pro.
Yeah, if he, I think if he's at like 8 attempts by that point, I'm pro it because then we can get some more offense. But if he hasn't had the attempts, I'm a little like,
I mean, it's
let's
just
not,
a,
you know, like,
I gotta
the efficiency,
be honest with you, it's just not for me. It's still not a Band-Aid solution or a one size fits all. It's,
oh,
it's
for sure,
100%.
Yeah, this team needs a bunch of Band-Aids.
it's matchup dependent, and I mean, like, look, there's a lot of reasons why Lou Will has been so successful as a closer for this team.
Yeah,
and so it'd be pretty foolish of us to turn our back on that. But I do think if, you know, we're running into a situation where what's holding us back from establishing a lead or even clawing back into the game is like him getting gamed out. I mean,
the
it seems like the answer is pretty simple to that.
Yeah. I see Morris's role, and this sounds stupid, it's kind of all three things Courtside Clips said.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely replacing Mo's spot.
He can be all of those things.
Yeah. He's definitely replacing Mo's spot as somebody who won't be asked to switch as much defensively,
yeah,
because it won't be needed, but offensively is a massive upgrade.
Huge upside.
Spot-up shooter, he will be doing some of that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
That's the least amount of what I think of these roles this person outlined, which I agree with for sure.
I mean, we talked about it a little bit too after the signing, but like, I mean, spot-up shooting, fine. I hope that he's not relegated just standing in the corner.
Yeah.
I really do hope that, you know, like we talked about it, it unlocks something for Doc to get some more motion off ball, to get that ball moving. We've just seen too many times where it gets very stagnant. And to me, there's no need for that to happen if you have Marcus
four
Morris,
shooters.
Yeah, Paul George, Landry
four
Sharing,
shooters.
Kawhi. I mean,
yeah,
it makes no sense.
What's your favorite Mook at the five lineup?
My favorite Mook at the five.
Which apparently we're going to see because Doc has talked about it. He hates Jermichael at the five. And
I mean, it's been limited minutes and has not looked good thus far this year. But, I still don't know. I don't think they've practiced with it enough. But I'm curious to see. I just don't know that that's a closing lineup.
No, not at all. We're just talking good times.
Oh, good times. All right.
Good times for sure.
Screw it. Let's go. Let's go. Morris at the five, Jamike at the four, Kawhi, PG, and let's just go Landry. Shooters.
That's shooters.
Just shooters.
That's
shooters,
nice.
And then let Kawhi and Paul George do their thing.
I like.
Maybe
that.
They run pick and roll with one another. Who cares?
I like that idea. I'm going to go a weird way with it.
All right.
Bev, Lou. Yeah, so Bev, Lou, Kawhi. I guess isn't Morris at the five. Morris at the four and then Trez. But you effectively kind of have Morris as that five.
How?
You just switch on possessions.
Gotcha.
Lou can call a pick and roll for either of them.
Gotcha.
And Morris can step out and shoot.
Yeah.
That'd be a crazy. I like your five better.
I mean, the only flaw to it is that you are relying on the.
If you replace Bev with Shamit, I could see us starting that lineup in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only issue with that lineup that I listed is like there's a lot of shooting. I think that there are times when the ball handling and decision making can be a little
questionable.
Iffy. Yeah. Yes.
At BSteve1107. Any word?
BSteve.
Any word on the Lakers versus Clippers rescheduling? Absolutely none. Have not heard any chatter about it. I've heard a little bit of chatter that it just might not happen.
I'm surprised. I mean, if these teams are firmly 1-2,
don't even play the game.
Why wouldn't you just scratch them?
Don't even play the game.
Why wouldn't you just
give people refunds? I'll buy someone a gin and tonic if they really miss the game or something.
Trolls will buy every person who bought a ticket a gin and tonic.
TBD. There's a couple asterisks with that. Depends when the check hits. Coming up after this, we got a couple more Twitter Tuesday questions as well as some Olympic talk. But first, to get fit in 2020, you don't have to join a gym or pay a ton for overpriced fitness equipment.
Are you kidding me?
The best way to get in the best shape of your life is with Echelon.
Okay.
Go to echelonfit.com to discover their EX1 connected fitness bikes
that offer
a high quality at-home cycling experience at less than half the price of a Peloton. And you're not getting your wife a very disrespectful gift for Christmas. Echelon makes beautifully engineered products for everyone, busy moms and dad, first responders and elite athletes, or people who need exercise, whatever your activity level. And with daily live and on-demand studio classes right in your home, you'll never have to step foot in a gym.
Wow, what a relief.
You'll love Echelon, but if you aren't 100% satisfied, they'll give you your money back. Join the hundreds of thousands of men and women who are getting fit with Echelon. Don't pay a ton for Peloton. I did not write this. Buy an Echelon bike today for under $1,000. Okay, now that we are biking on our Echelon bikes. A couple more Twitter Tuesday questions. This one's kind of an in-depth one. At Brett Leal, shout out to Brett, thank you for the question, wants to know what Western Conference team posts the toughest matchup for us playoff-wise. Since we've already added the Lakers, he kind of wants some other teams in the discussion. And then at Clippers Current wants to know if the next two games against the Nuggets are the most important of the remainder of the season. Both teams are 37-16 right now. That's a very good question. I think it might be true in terms of seeding, 100%.
Yeah.
Nuggets pose a big matchup issue with us.
Definitely.
I don't think we see him in the first round of playoffs. But going into Brett's question, that might be the toughest matchup for us. Other than playoff switch LeBron, which I'm not sure what that's going to look like, because we don't, I mean, there could be a decline or something, but Nuggets feel real.
Definitely.
In terms of teams that could pose a big challenge to us.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, if we finish with the same record, they have the conference tiebreaker over us.
With the two games left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, with... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
But that's a team that could mess around and beat, could get to the Western Conference Finals. They could. I'm not saying they're a favorite to or anything, but... They absolutely could.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the Nuggets are definitely worrisome. They're deep. They're big.
Yeah, that's what gets us. Like, they got 2 7-footers who can run the pick and roll together. And if you look at our playoff opponent right now, it would be the Thunder, and the Mavs are the 7th seed.
I mean, either one of these teams, you know, like,
I'd rather match up with the Thunder.
Yeah, they're not your
100%
first choice to play, especially in a first round series.
Yeah.
But I'm not too worried. What about when we get into that 4 or 5 spot of you're looking at like the Jazz and the Rockets?
I want the Rockets.
The Jazz have cooled off a little bit from that red hot win streak that they went on.
Yeah. I'd rather have the Rockets. I think they made such a big change that it's kind of like getting it all put together for the first round of the playoffs seems too difficult. Mm. Not that we have had a bunch of continuity.
Yeah.
I just like us top to bottom better.
I just have flashbacks against Houston Rockets in playoff series. So
yeah, that's fair.
I mean, of these two teams, if we had to play either one in the first round, which I don't think that will happen. I mean, I think that these standings are realistically pretty close.
It's pretty ideal right now if we're going to match up with the...
Yeah, and they're realistically pretty close with what I think would happen. I mean, I think that we might slot up to 2, and maybe the Rockets could overtake the Jazz, so we could just see a flip-flop of 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
You never know, though. But... Yeah, I don't know.
There's too many is for each matchup. You know what I mean? There's too many onomatopoeias that you're thinking about something.
They're definitely difficult matchups, but I think though, just of this team, looking at if you look at like the top tier depth, and I know it's like cliche to say, but like generally the best player on the court is the team with the best player on the court is usually winning playoff series
for sure. We have two.
The team to still worry about the most is the other Los Angeles team.
Yeah. At Andrew Ma wants to know when the pain of trading Jerome will go away. Not the only person to ask about this, which is funny. Now everyone loves Jerome. I mean, the pain for me went away immediately. Will, how are you doing with it?
It's tough. You know, he hit a 3 already for the...
For the Wizards!
For the Wizards!
You take care of my boy!
It's tough. It's tough, man.
Do you wish we had him to start against Ben Simmons?
It's hard now just having traded away both of those players from that draft class.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, not that long ago, we were talking about like the bright future for this team. And not saying that our future isn't right now. It's just
different.
It's just the headlights go a lot less far out. We don't have our high beams on anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
We
went, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. It's difficult, but like to make salaries work for the Marcus Morris trade, it was essential. And I mean, I think that you have to do that deal if you're the Clippers looking at where we're at.
Someone asked also, I can't remember who it was. I apologize. They asked why we waived IT so early. I think it's because he just can't play any defense.
I just don't see the fit.
Well, I don't really see the fit. So Mo is gone. So people were wondering, what's the new honk for Harkless? We got a couple of submissions. Matt Chong and at JorL 617-34-395 floated the Mookarena.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, but I don't know. I added
don't love.
I added this caveat to it. It involves pretending to bounce a ball off someone's head with two hands. Because that's a classic. So there's something working there. We're working on a Marcus Morris tribute. Yeah. We're gonna get there. If you have them, submit it, please. Honk for Harkless was just a classic riff that turned into something great. But yeah. If you have ideas,
S'more Us for Morris. You watch a lot of This Is Us. This Is Us for Morris.
He should watch a lot of This Is Us.
Terrible. I'm bad.
We also had one Morris margarita, which is
okay. All right.
Well,
I'm liking that.
This one's bad. This is the night after Morris has a good game. You order one more margarita than you intended to at the bar.
I like it.
I immediately kind of backed out.
If you're responsibly getting home, I'm for it.
There's too many variables on this one. We have to give a shout out. There were some Olympic Clippers named the preliminary roster.
Yeah.
Currently 44. We'll get cut down a smidge.
To 12.
To 12.
Which, can you imagine? Like,
I'd be like, great, I don't care that I'm part of this. PG.
32 dudes, though, are like getting cut from that.
PG, Trez, and Kawhi.
Yep.
International Trez needs to happen. Head wraps aren't illegal. He would absolutely destroy Olympic basketball. If you put Team USA shooters around Trez, I'm like, just run around down low, dude.
I don't know. There's some big dudes, though.
I know, but the energy and everything that Trez plays with, you're not seeing that in Latvia. They're not seeing that over there. You know what I mean? Like, they're not ready for
No,
Trez.
I like it. I like it.
Do we think Paul George and Kawhi play in the Olympics?
Oh, man, that's so tough. I bet Paul George does. I bet Kawhi, TBD.
Fair. Anything else in the Shamans?
No. Well, we were going to talk, is there anybody else on the buyout market that we're thinking about?
Not really. I just want Reggie Jackson.
Do you have any interest in Tyler Johnson?
No.
I think that he could play some minutes.
Yeah. I mean, we have I'm not super against anything except for Noah, really. So, like, whatever piece they add, I just hope it's a point or someone who can kind of distribute. Little bit.
Yeah, I do think that at this point, with the Beverly injury, the need for a traditional guard kind of shows itself a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, also want to give a shout out to Derek Walton Jr. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's having a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
Wednesday's episode, we're going to have a recap of that hopeful victory of the 76ers.
That's right.
We're going to have a What You Say Wednesday poll question out there on Twitter. At Locked On Clips. I don't even think you need Twitter to vote on it, so go ahead and vote. And then just reporting on whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Maybe there'll be some buyout news. Thank you so much for hanging out. You can find us at Spotify, Deezer, Google Pods, G Pods, I believe is what they're calling it, iTunes.
G Pods.
Leave a review, rate, subscribe. We'll read your review online.
Yeah.
We read a bunch of user stuff on here. It's always a good time. If we didn't get to your question, we will next time, if it's good enough. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.